Welcome to the Canna Cook Podcast. We hope you'll be encouraged to have an I'm third approach as you navigate family, leadership, and spiritual growth. If you're new to our conversation, welcome. It's so great to have you. Let's jump in.
Well, hello to all of our listeners out there. I don't know about you, but we are in the midst of a fun and full summer, Joe. We've got kids running around all of our properties, making amazing memories, but somehow we have paused and we've gathered together some of our directors just to talk about today. How do you keep the main thing in mind? You know, all of us have busy schedules. We're running lots of programs, but all of us get to carry the responsibility of building into the hearts of staff and campers. And so today we're going to be asking for just some gold nuggets from our guest on how do we keep the main thing and what are the things that we're instilling into the hearts of others. So Joe, would you introduce our guest?
Beth Ann, this is the future of Canna Cook that I'm looking in the eyes today. I believe the Lord has Canna Cook for 100 years and for another 100 years in the future if Jesus doesn't return first. But today, these young directors who are out there just killing it, these young directors who are out there just making the greatest memories ever for kids. Today, I'm flanked by Robert Bruce, who is working at K-7 with Chad Hampsch as a director, and Jake Sizelove, who's working with Colin Sparks at K-Country as a director, Connor Wilkins, who's working with Matt Houston as a director at K-1, Patrick Cohn, who I have the pleasure of working with as a director at K-2, Lindsay and Michael Sloan, who have the privilege of being directors with Keith and Hope West at K-Kauai. These are the folks that are coming on strong, Beth Ann, are going to take us into the future.
That's right, Joe.
Beth Ann, it's an honor to begin our show with Lindsay Sloan. Lindsay, you're a mom, you're a camp director, you're wonderful, you're cute, you bubble with the love of Jesus. What is that golden nugget that you're trying to bring into your staff and your kids at camp?
Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having us. There are so many things I want to teach our staff, and I'm so grateful just for them and that we get to work alongside them. They honestly teach me way more than I probably teach them. But one thing I would say is a life verse for me, one of the biggest lessons I've learned at camp is Luke 16:10. If you are faithful with the little, you'll be faithful in much. So I want just to teach them little faithfulness, just faithful. And all their job matters. It matters to God. It matters to their campers. If they're learning it with little jobs now, it's going to translate to their lives and learn how to be faithful when things get hard. And it's hard at camp, and they just get to learn how to be faithful with that. And also, I think something too, one of my dear friends always says that also want to not only do with faithfulness, but with excellence too. And excellence inspires others and honors God. And so just to be faithful and be excellent in their faithfulness.
That's really good, Lindsay. Connor, shifting over to you, when you think about the staff and campers at K-1, what is a biblical principle that comes to mind that you are striving just to plant into the hearts of those at K-1?
Yeah, when we have guys at K-1, for some of these guys, we only have them for a couple weeks. And so, man, just to drive a main thing in for them, there's a lot of stuff going on at camp and a lot of stuff going on in their worlds back home. And the main word is just behold. So one verse and just kind of four little nuggets from it. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." So there's a lot, like I said. Point one, there's undivided devotion. And so just they would remove distractions. There's a lot of things going on at camp and a lot of things going on back home, but they would have an undivided devotion to the Lord and behold him and him only and nothing else. And then two, they get to learn this really quick at camp, but life is way more full when it's not about you. And so that they would perceive and behold his glory and not try to strive for their own. And three, really kind of what Lindsay said as well, of just daily faithfulness. This verse talks about one degree from the next. And so just day by day as men, that they would just strive after faithfulness today and do the next right thing, and that they know that they'd be transformed into the same image one degree at a time. And then four, really for them to understand that the transformation process of becoming more like the one they're beholding, Jesus, is Holy Spirit enabled and then carried out by the Holy Spirit. So they would understand that all of this comes from the Lord, as they can have their spiritual disciplines, but outside of the Holy Spirit, transformation won't happen. And so just while they're at K1 and more importantly, while they go back home, that they would just be men that behold the Lord in all that they do. And hopefully through camp, we give them plenty of opportunities and teach them what it looks like to do that.
And Bethann, that's why with Connor and Matt and your and Melissa's leadership at K1, the flagship camp, it really is the flagship camp. And almost every kid who comes to K1 wants to come back next summer. And in fact, I think with all said and done, 74% of K1 kids come back to camp year after year. That's a stunning statistic. Next door, K Country, Jake Sizelove fills the room. He's big. He's gregarious. He's outgoing. His personality is super contagious. Jake, how do you get it done at K Country, and how do you get it done in your home?
Come on. Man, as we are rolling this summer, it has been really fun to allude back to really a 5-week series we did with our staff leading into the summer. We were really intentional with our guys and girls to look at what is a Christian leader. That is baked into the mission and vision of camp, is equipping next generation leaders, equipping men who are disciples who can make themselves more disciples. And so the very first week gave us language that's just been a drum that we've beat throughout the summer. And that is a call to lead is a call to follow. A call to lead is a call to follow. And so, man, before anything else, one of the things I'm charging our guys with is saying the greatest gift you can give your camper is an example of a college student that is running wholeheartedly to Jesus. Even before you are fun, or even before I need to just remind you, yes, always put on sunscreen, right? Like, there are so many things I'm trying to impart to these guys. Before those, if you can simply be who you have a testament of Jesus being to you, that is far and away a gift to everyone. And truthfully, just similar to K1, K Country works with kids. And they catch on to who you demonstrate Jesus as far before you teach him to be. And I've watched that just be a catalyst for moments and ultimately what we're driving for in everything we do, discipleship.
So good. Well, moving down the road to K2, Patrick, what is it for you that you're really trying to instill into the future leaders that are being developed at K2?
Thank you, Bethann. The thing that I probably share more than anything else comes out of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, my life verse. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And when you get to college and then you get to camp, you're walking with Jesus and you're probably digging in God's word. But what happens is a guy will come to camp, and every college staff, every camper needs to know, this isn't just a Sunday thing. This isn't just like a Wednesday night thing. And it's not just when life's hard, but like literally, if you trust God with every area of your life, acknowledge him, the rest of your life is directed by him. So for me, it's kind of a call to be all in. So I want every college guy and every camper to walk away, and it's a full all in trust with the Lord.
Bethann, there's no surprise that K Kauai, the family camp, is full by the end of the summer for the next summer.
That's
and
right.
The waiting lists are very, very long. And it goes back to the leadership of Michael and Lindsay and Keith and Hope West and Doug Goodwin, the executive director over there. But Michael and Lindsay build an atmosphere for families. They choose family camp over Disney. They choose family camp over cruises. They choose family camp over everything. We hear the stories again and again that family camp was the best summer these families have ever had. Michael, you guys are doing a great job over there. What's your main thing, the main thing at KKY?
Wow, thank you, Joe. That is super, super kind. It's a great question. And, you know, we just had a staff connect, so I'll do you two. Better. I really have three things. I'm just a natural overachiever, but just, I think things that we really shoot for and things that I myself could grow greatly in, obviously humility, and just especially in the way we serve, out of Philippians 2, doing nothing for selfish gain, but with just humility in mind regarding one another more important than ourselves. And so I think as a staff, we just look at how we define humility. Like, is it okay? Is it just thinking less of yourself? And it's like, no. And there's a director who taught me a long time ago that, hey, humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. And so we're going to look for every opportunity to serve moms, dads, families, doing whatever we can do to make it an incredible week for them and their family and their relationship with the Lord. And then secondly, as a staff out of 1 Corinthians, we want to be unified of mind, in the same judgment. And that unity is built on the gospel. Like, we're the first thing first, what we all will have in common as a staff is we will be followers and believers of Jesus and the gospel. So humility and unity. And then lastly, excellence out of Colossians 3, whatever we do, working heartily as for the Lord, not for men. And the reason we're excellent is that excellence honors the Lord. We want to be excellent in everything we do. If it's a pickleball tournament, we want it to be the best, most fun, engaging pickleball tournament that families or staff have ever seen. When we're doing something as simple as archery, we want to make it extremely engaging and fun. And we want people walking away and be like, man, I can't wait to go back to archery. So whatever we do, we're going to do it with excellence. And so those are the three things that we really want to shoot for. And just the heartbeat of our staff is walking in humility and how we serve, being unified under the gospel and being excellent in everything we do.
I love that. Well, Robert, going over to you, you are moving into your second year. This is your second year as a director over at K7. And, you know, you guys do a great job of maximizing the time. You only have 1 week with your campers. And what's one of the main things that you're driving home that you want every staff and camper to leave with from K7?
Well, thanks, BA. Thanks, Coach, for having us. I think for me, when I think back to what Lindsay said originally, that was what she learned at camp. That's what she wants her staff to learn. And I think for me, it's what I learned at camp, too. And it's reconciliation. It's unity. And so when I think of what is one thing I want our staff to walk away with, what I want our campers to feel is unity. It comes from 2 Corinthians 5:18, just talking about how we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. So part of unity that we want to teach our staff is from a spiritual level, we want them to be reconciled. And so teaching them what biblical reconciliation looks like, that's what I learned 2 days coming into K7 in 2014 by Keith Chansey. What does biblical reconciliation look like? Apologizing, asking for forgiveness, and walking in repentance. And so that's what I want our staff to model and learn. I think that's a very vital thing, not just for camp, but we have families one day and so on and so forth, and how to rightly and from a biblical standpoint reconcile with your spouse, with your kids. And I'll just take a page out of my wife's playbook. First year of marriage, she shared a quote with me, and she just shared, Robert, you're not my enemy and I'm not yours. We know who the enemy is, and it's Satan. He wants to divide us. And so continually reminding ourselves to seek reconciliation, to seek unity as a couple. And also too, 2 Corinthians 5:18, just reconciling campers and others in this world back to Jesus, and doing that by sharing the gospel, walking them through what that looks like. And then the other thing about unity is that we'd all be unified from an energy level in regards to camp. Like you said, BA, we get new campers every single term. And so it's saying at K7 is it might be term 6, but it's term 1 for the campers. And so we got to bring the energy level. And so something that we quote often at K7, at least last summer while I was there, is a quote from Tony Marita. And he just says this, that when the tank is empty, remember that there's an empty tomb in Israel and an occupied throne in heaven. And that should just fire us up to go in, bring every energy into activities, parties, and the in-depth conversations with campers. Even though this might be term 8 for you, it's term 1 for them. And so that just helps us remember the why of why we just want to continue to strive for unity on both fronts there.
Beth Ann, I'm going to sneak up on you. You're the host of this show, but you're also a camp director, and I like bragging on you. I love it when my granddaughters go to your camp at K1. I know they're going to be happy and safe, and it's going to be peaceful and wonderful, and they're going to come out a whole lot more like Jesus. And so, Beth Ann, what are you doing over there? What's the secret sauce at K1 Girls Side?
You know, one thing that I try to really drive home for our staff, and this plays into our campers too, is just that each of us are a part of the body of Christ. I think camp gives us maybe one of the greatest physical pictures of that. We've got people who are hired for all different types of positions and roles. We have different giftings, but when we use those all together. And when we treat each one as valuable and honorable and important, and we embrace our role, we get to see the body of Christ built up and strengthened and encouraged. And we all know that in the world that we live in, many of us struggle with comparison and looking to the right and to our left and wishing we had, you know, a different gift or a different role. But if I can get my team on board to say, hey, whatever you've been hired to do, make it the most important job at camp today. Like, how you show up matters, and you have an opportunity to build up the body of Christ today. And hey, remember too, we're not working for the praise of men or for the praise of ourselves, but we work as unto the Lord. And so how are you going to show up today? Are you showing up with an attitude of humility of, hey, I'm here to serve the Lord and serve the body, or am I showing up for myself? So, man, I hope that our staff leave just knowing I am a member of the body of Christ, and there's not one member that's more important than the other, but I get to do my role today. And then for them to encourage that in their campers, to let them know, hey, you guys are all made a little bit differently, but you have gifts that are given to you by God's Spirit to encourage the believers around you. So that's one thing for me, Joe.
And so, Bethann, to our students and our listening audience, to our young adults and our listening audience, to our professionals and our listening audience, to our parents, we have a saying around here that everything tends towards mediocrity. The family does, your time with the Lord does, your time in your studies do. But with Christ burning in our hearts, with the Holy Spirit alive and well inside of our lives, He brings us brand new energy every single day. And as leaders, as parents, as students, as professionals, it's our job to go out and rewind the clock with prayer, with a little quiet time before we hit the deck, with a breakfast devotional at the breakfast table. We as leaders, as parents, we get to rewind the clock. And we get to pour the energy into our children, into our staff, into our families, into our quiet time with God, so that we don't ever tend towards mediocrity. And as the directors have shared, we pursue excellence. Pat Cohn calls it being pace setters, men and women who take Christ and they take the lead with Christ in their heart, no matter what the battles are, no matter how difficult the day is, and we bring the energy and the love into our teams. That's what camp does. Will you give us a good wrap today?
Well, with that, we're going to wrap up our time today. And again, we hope that something you've heard today would encourage you in the midst of busy lives and a lot going on to keep building in what are the main things. So with that, let's pray. God, we thank you just for the spheres of influence that you've given to each of us, God. And I pray that as we go about our daily life, that we would continue just to be sensitive to your Spirit, Lord, and that we would be always listening, God, and looking for opportunities to build into the lives of others, God. And so, God, would you help us again in the midst of busyness and just the chaos of the world, that we would keep the main thing, Lord, and that we would continually look to you, God, that we would pursue faithfulness and excellence, Lord. We love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
We hope today's conversation left you encouraged, strengthened, and empowered. If you haven't had a chance, please subscribe to our podcast today to stay up to date with the latest episodes. If this podcast has helped you in any way, please consider rating us, writing a review, or sharing it with others so we can continue to build you up with an I'm Third approach to family, leadership, and spiritual growth. For more information about the podcast, visit CanacookPodcast.com. And for more information about Canacook, you can visit Canacook.com.